This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A lot of progress has been made as individuals and communities along the Front Range recover from last September's historic flooding. The oil and gas industry was also hard hit, with well pads inundated and storage tanks overturned by the floodwaters. The images had many calling for mandatory changes to wells situated in floodplains. But as KUNC's Nathan Heffel reports, everything done so far has been voluntary.
More than 2,600 wells in northern Colorado were shut in last year. That means they were turned off before the waters rose. But it doesn't mean there weren't issues.
There were some spills, as I think most people realize.
48,000 gallons of oil and condensate did make its way into the floodwaters, as did 43,000 gallons of spent wastewater. That's water left over from oil and gas production. Matt Lepore is director of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
And I also have to come back to the overall impacts of the industry were modest.
From his viewpoint, Lepore says the industry performed well, and lessons were learned about containing future spills around oil and gas sites.
Earthen berms tended to wash away and, you know, potentially lead to greater impacts. So a rule change that we have considered and talked with industry about would be within some area around streams or rivers, that the requirement would be a metal berm.
Standing off County Road 17 outside Platteville a year ago, things looked very different. The meandering St. Vrain Creek had flooded well outside its banks, covering the entire prairie below this roadway and inundating a handful of oil and gas pads. Today, the creek is back in its banks, and the biggest change as we walk to this oil and gas pad is that there are now metal berms surrounding the site as an added precaution should floodwaters ever rise that high again. But this type of change is voluntary for the industry at this point, and with 5,900 wells around the state within 500 feet of rivers and streams, it's not good enough for Sam Schaubacher.
So Coloradans haven't been protected from future flooding activities in any meaningful way.
Schaubacher is with the environmental group Colorado Food and Water Watch. They were on the front lines of the 2012 fight to ban fracking in Longmont.
There are no new rules or regulations saying, for example, you shouldn't build in a flood zone. You should not be drilling in an area that typically floods and has historically done so in our state.
But with the ongoing controversy over fracking and setback distances for drilling operations in urban areas, Matt Lepore says having oil and gas pads developed near rivers is not likely to change.
To say they can't go there is probably not the solution that I would advocate, certainly. Can they be a little farther away? We can talk about that.
The COGCC has also talked about additional guidelines for drilling near waterways, as well as making recommendations about anchoring storage tanks and adding fencing around well sites. But
we did not feel coming out of the September floods that there was a need for a legislative change. We did identify things that to make them requirements that operators must do would require rule changes.
Something the COGCC can do on its own. But even before the flooding, some companies were already making changes.
We had put up steel fences around our pads.
Doug Hawk is a spokesperson with Encana Corporation. The company has wells in Weld County, but only a few were impacted by the flooding. And for those that were,
what we discovered in the flood was that those steel fences were really helpful because they kept trees and debris and, you know, all this kind of thing from getting into the pad and to damaging tanks.
Hawk says the company anchored tanks to concrete and installed impervious liners for spill mitigation, something he calls best practices. But Food and Water Watch's Sam Schaubacher says it's not enough for the industry to self-regulate.
Tens of thousands of gallons of potentially toxic liquid washing down rivers where we grow a large percentage of our food crops, where we have people that live downstream from these areas. And there are over 6,000, almost 6,000 wells that are built in these floodplain areas. There are more being permitted every day, and there have been no changes.
Discussions over regulations and rule changes as a result of the flood could come up at the next scheduled Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission hearing on September 15th, including requiring metal berms to be installed around flood-prone wells. However, Director Matt Lepore says that's not officially on the agenda. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.